Hello.
I should probably mute the. There we go. No good to listen to myself talk twice.
No.
No.
Potatoes.
There he
Looking
is.
so much more healthy than the one on telly.
Yikeroo.
Oh my goodness.
I have a Crookshanks that looks a lot like potatoes. I'm not gonna go get him because I'm not wearing pants.
Me neither. What was that? I just got. Oh, fuck off, Thunderbird. Okay, so how's moving?
Well, it's awful. I'm so tired.
Same.
Going from working 2 weeks at camp to getting home at midnight, immediately waking up at 5 a.m. for a full week of work, and moving during the full week of work in my free time was not a good decision.
N
But we're
no.
here, as you can see, our new place.
Yay.
We really like it so far, which is great. And you can see lots of natural light during the daytime. So yeah, it's really nice. The only thing we have left is putting art up on the walls, which is gonna take like a whole week basically, because
Yeah, you gotta curate
as
that
y'all
shit.
know, we have a lot of art to put up on the
Yes.
walls.
I went to a
So
protest yesterday.
yeah, how'd
It
that go?
was scary.
I bet.
But I did it. Someone on the town council asked me to go take photos, and this morning I went through the few that I took on my digital camera, and they suck. But
Oh.
I tend to have better results on film anyway, so now I just need to develop 10 rolls of film.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm very tired too.
Yeah, apologies to the listeners slash watchers if we're both kind of out of it.
Low energy, yes, anyway.
Oh, and but also, like, our internet didn't even work until yesterday.
Rude.
And yeah, so we had like a whole week without internet. So I'm not caught up on Ed's podcast, although I only have like 5 minutes left of it. I'm not caught up on our group chat messages. I haven't even gone into the new episode chatter. So I don't know what everybody else is saying. So
Well,
hopefully we'll cover everything, but we'll
you've
see.
seen the episode. You know that there's going to be too much to catch up on.
Yeah.
And as such, the my subtitle for my notes is "What in the actual fuck?"
I really liked this
This
episode.
was a
I
good
thought that,
episode.
I think, honestly, that this episode was one of the most joyous episodes ever. Like, there was so much giggling,
Oh
there
my
was so
God,
much
I loved
laughter,
it.
there was so. It just felt. This episode felt like if I was introducing somebody to Taskmaster, like, this is one of
Yeah.
the episodes that I'd be like, watch this, and you're
Yeah.
gonna feel so much joy from watching this episode.
And also, right at the top, I am going to acknowledge that there were leaked outtakes. I don't know if you watched them. I did
I
watch them.
did. I did watch them.
I'm not going to spoil anything. We're not going to really talk about them. That said, I do think there will be a third outtake video because it seemed to me like every single one of the unseen outtakes was from this episode.
I feel like there were more that we
Because
didn't.
the second time I was watching it, I was specifically looking for them. And
Oh,
I
okay.
think I've placed every single one.
Okay.
So there might be a third one for people who were sad about there only being two. But anyway, let's get right on top of it with that horrible gym pun.
Yeah, I loved that Greg immediately clocked it, and he was like,
Just, we're not playing this game.
I know you too well, and you're not getting away with this.
Well, apparently there was. There were some from episode 10, so
Yeah,
that's
that's what I
interesting.
thought.
Wop wop, oh well.
Actually, yeah, there were because one person's outfit was different in studio that we haven't
Oh.
seen yet.
Okay.
So,
Then I
yep.
must have forgotten one. So anyway, we won't talk any more about the outtakes because there are spoilers. So not that, you know, this video isn't full of spoilers. Anyway, yeah, so horrible, horrible pun.
Yeah.
And Alex got rightfully roasted for it.
And then he was like, yep, that was the bit. All right, prize test.
I love that when it, I love it when it happens to him, though, because, like, yeah, he gets so happy when one of his banters makes Greg laugh.
Yeah.
But the ones that I always like better are the ones where Greg refuses to guess and him. And he's just like, no, we're not playing this game today.
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood.
Awkwardly sitting there.
Go away. My Thunderbird keeps... just go away. Fuck off. It's gonna keep popping that alert up at me. Anyway. The, yeah, let's just get into the prize task, which I've closed my tab. Let me go back to it. So the prize task here. The most satisfying thing...
What? Why did Alex do the thinking thing?
I don't know.
Like, that was so... Because I was expecting it to be, like, the best thing you can think about while you're doing something. And then it was, like, jelly molds, and I was like, what?
Yeah, so the prize task, the most satisfying thing you could use as a jelly mold, which came off as a bit funny to me, because my mind immediately went to that Series 11 prize task for the most satisfying wobbly thing, and three of them brought in jelly. And Greg was ready to just disqualify everyone on principle.
Now, to be clear to our non-UK viewers, jelly in this case means, like, jello.
Yes.
Right? Okay. That's...
That was to be clear for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I was pretty sure I knew... I mean, obviously I knew what it was, but, like, what?
So, like,
you have opinions on Jell-O?
So, like, the main kind of difference there is that over here we make a distinction between jelly and jam. So we have jelly, jam, and preserves, which are three separate different things.
Yeah.
And I believe in the UK it's just different types of jam. And then you get jelly as the gelatin thing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then we get Greggy Jelly Belly.
I loved that. That killed Jason.
Jason didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I wrote down, Alex likes his Greggy and his Greggy Jelly Belly. And I was like, Alex!
Ridiculous, man. But, Jason comes out here with a jelly mold of Ashling B's tits.
Amazing.
And I loved how when they showed it, it, you know, says dignity intact.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's so going good. To forever define her time on this show.
Yes.
And
yeah, I loved that.
To me, that says an awful lot about who Jason is as a person. That he was able to just ring up Ashling and propose this idea. And she said yes. Because the way he presents it was like, yeah, there was no hesitation, just, yes, let's do this.
I'm curious to know why her. Because as far as I know, like, he doesn't have any, like, he doesn't know, stop.
Well, he must know her through Nish.
Oh, okay, that would make sense.
Because I get the impression that because he knows Nish... He's also hung out with some of the other people in the Britcom scene. Yes, right. It does also say a lot about Ashling, but mainly my thinking here is if a random guy comes up to you and says, can I have a mold of your tits? That's fucking creepy and weird. If it's a guy you barely know who says, can I get a mold of your tits? That's also really weird. But for her to be, you know, comfortable enough to just immediately say, yes, this is funny. I feel like that does say a lot about him.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that. That was awesome.
And then we have Stevie not knowing what the Irish flag looks like, calling it Italian.
And then Rosie on Ed's podcast was like, yeah, I also thought it was Italian.
but she thought it internally.
Yeah.
Which, that's a lesson that I think a lot of people do learn on this show in particular, is don't just say the first thing that comes to mind, because it's going to show how much of an idiot you are. Say it in here.
Yeah.
Stevie brought in her chest of drawers for 3 flavors of jelly, to which Greg, I think, rightfully questioned her mental health.
Yep.
Yeah, when they did flag meals, nobody knew what flag they were doing either. A couple of them really struggled. That was in a series 3.
Yeah, Stevie's shelf thing reminded me of this, I think it was an Instagram video or something that I was scrolling by, and it was something was like, oh yeah, first thing in the morning, I need my coffee. And, like, the guy, like, opens his drawer, and it's just, like, coffee in the drawer. And he just, like, takes a mug and, like, scoops the coffee out of the drawer and just, like, dumps it all over his face. I'm like, I hate this so much. See, but that's what that reminded me of, just a drawer of stuff that shouldn't be in a drawer.
Now I've got the piss drawer in my head.
What was that from?
Oh, my God. So that was a, I can't remember the original format it was in, but it's just turned into a meme because it's so vile. It's this photo of this little boy, I think he's dressed as Batman, just screaming. And the drawer on his, you know, little dresser is full of piss because mom found the piss drawer.
What?
It was vile.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
But also, that was such an IKEA looking chest of drawers. Like, at least get a nice man. One.
And then I loved Stevie's little reaction to Rosie's.
Rosie brought in the air fryer drawers.
Yeah, and then Stevie's like, just still more drawers, isn't
though.
It?
Yeah, still drawers, though.
So funny.
And then Matt was on kind of a similar wavelength with the paddling pool. Because I think the 3 of them all just went to a lot of jelly. Interesting.
I think that what Matt should have done is that he should have said, imagine this pool filled with jelly and then you getting into the pool.
Yes.
Because that would have, I think, added
who
a little
hasn't
extra.
Wanted to, you know, take a jelly bath at one time just to see what it's like.
Yeah. It's like those like commercials that they used to do with like tubs full of cereal and stuff.
Yes.
Or like spaghetti or whatever it was. And it's just like, what the heck?
I also remember someone did like a pool full of custard.
Ooh.
Like, I feel like that was Mythbusters or something. And then Fatia brings in a foot. And she says, people like feet in it, which just brought Kyle to my mind. What are feet?
What are feet? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't like... I don't mind feet, but, like, I hate my own feet being touched. And it's not like... I'm not ticklish on my feet. I just hate the feeling. It's so bad. Hello. That okay. That like literally it's a physical response for me when if you touch the bottom of my feet, I will like kick you in the face. Like that's happened before.
Some years ago.
It's like a knee-jerk reaction.
Some years ago I put a beer bottle through my foot.
Ow.
And I have to say that was the as horrible as that was the least horrible part of the entire thing. Because then I had to go to hospital, I had to get it scrubbed out, I had to get it x-rayed, I had to get stitches in the bottom of my foot. Mm-mm. I still have no nerve sensation in 3 of my toes. And then I had to have the stitches out. I don't like the bottom of my feet touched for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, she brings in this foot. Which, genuinely, I think she actually, you know, filled the brief. She should have been up there with Jason because, like, it's a more interesting thing, at the very least. Like, you get a jiggly wobbly foot after you've demolded it, which... Yeah. That's another thing as well. Jason's the only one who actually made the jelly.
Yeah.
I think if she had made the jelly... Which, like,
he didn't have to.
No, he didn't.
But yeah, yeah, it's definitely an extra step.
It shows how good the mold was. I think if she had gone through the process, maybe get a second foot or something, so that she could, you know, cut out the jelly from the mold, that would have shown that it is actually... better than three people who just brought in a lot of jelly. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Another note that I have during all of this, when Rosie was talking up hers, man, she reminds me of Chris.
Yeah.
Those two, they're like the Mitchells, where they're not quite the same person, but
they're very in sync.
There is a complete person between the two of them. And then we have, so Jason got 5 points for a jelly mold of tits. Matt got 4 for the paddling pool. Don't think that was deserved. Stevie got 3 for a chest of drawers. Sure. Fatia got 2 for her foot. And sorry, Rosie, I agree. 1 point for the air fryer drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have the first filmed task is place something somewhere surprising. And I think there was quite a lot more to it. Yes, so place something somewhere surprising. The thing that makes the taskmaster ask, how did that get there, the loudest wins. There is a bonus point for the most surprising answer to that question. You have a maximum of 30 minutes. So, this was also kind of like one from Series 13, where they had to make the key difficult but not impossible to retrieve.
Yeah. Now, I immediately paused here, and I turned to my partner, and I said, you know what I would do? Is I would turn to Alex. What? She has a lot to say today. I would turn to Alex and I would say, and I would like grab something random or maybe write a note or something. And I would say, during the film, like in the studio, when we're filming, during the day that this task is revealed, can you have someone put this inside of Greg's suit jacket?
Yes.
Because that, I love when that happens. Because that happened before. I forget who did it, but... somebody did that before, and they were like, oh, Greg, look in your jacket, and he, like, pulls out a little... It might have been May,
I feel. Yeah, like. Yeah, because they had that, really awkward knock-knock joke that just went nowhere.
Yeah, but I think I would do something like that. Like, I would just put something random in Greg's, you know, suit pocket, and then maybe I'd ask Alex, like, I'm gonna give this to you. You give it to... a member of the crew, that person will give it to Andy will give it to makeup will give it to wardrobe will put it in Greg's pocket. Like, that's the first thing I thought of. I thought that would have been really funny.
Yeah, like, I think that would have been the best way to do it, is just like incredibly meta.
Yeah,
and I feel like there's also like a way you could have hid something in the house. Just something very conspicuous in, like, one of the rooms.
Yeah. But,
yeah, and then depending on the order in which they were aired, which that would also have a lot to do with it, there could be something that was just there the entire time, or there off and on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, and then going back to Series 13, it really baffled me and actually kind of surprised me that nobody did what I thought would be the obvious solution, was to just put the key down your pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult, but not impossible.
Was it Who put the key down their boot and they were like, oh, that's easy.
Yeah, that was Bridget. She had the right idea and then she just failed the rest of it. But my thinking for that was that it was going to be Alex having to retrieve it.
Right.
So it would have been difficult, but not impossible for him to have retrieved.
Mm-hmm.
From the chat, yeah, similar thought. I would have tried to put something in a place that looks like it's in the house, but it's randomly somewhere else. That's good as well, yeah. And then where the question doesn't become, how did that get there, but how did we get here? That's pretty clever, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then... yeah, and then through this, before the task even starts, we have... oh, I can't read my own writing here. But... we had Alex just being an absolute menace with being, you know, warm or cold, which helped nobody. Because they had the tasks hidden on their back. Mm-hmm. And then...
I wish that we had seen how that happened. Because I really like whenever we get to see, like, oh, the sound guy, you know, is like, oh, hold on, I gotta fix your mic pack or whatever really quick.
Which I think really, they did that really during the fishing task in Nick Mohammed's series. What was that? 17? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Matt finds another secret task. Congratulations, you have discovered the magic mustache and must wear it until the end of the task. And he just automatically knew that's going to be irritating. Let's stick it on my forehead and forget about it. Because it didn't say he couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And then... yeah, like, this task was kind of the beginning of... Matt pretty much having a nightmare the entire episode.
Yeah, he... like, seemed to not...
so where is he here? Yeah, so... he did get 5 points for the exciting new bodies, but we'll come on to that. And just the horror that that was. But that was really the... and even that one. Like, it wasn't a nightmare in points, but that task was a nightmare.
Yep, yep.
But for the surprising things. Okay, so... we had... oh, I also have a note about Rosie asking if Alex has been helping her when he said that he's not allowed. And so Fatia chucked a croissant onto the roof, and then a crow stole it. Which...
So my partner was like, well, what they should have done is they should have filmed where the crow took it.
Yeah.
And then... yeah, because that would have been great. That would have been like... you know, like if it ended up in like a field or something.
Yeah, like it could have wound up.
And then if Greg was like, oh, you just chucked it in the grass, but then it ends up being that the crow took it to the grass. And it reminded me of Lucy. No. Julian. Wait. Julian and Lucy's series. Who put the donut like on top of the house and then
that
the crow
was
ate
Sam.
It? Oh, say, yeah. That's what that reminded me
Yeah,
of.
And then Nick Mohammed did a similar thing with the don't break the egg task and then a crow edit. So Fatia really channeling Hugh Dennis there and just chucking a pastry onto the roof. Rosie put a bra and thong onto the clock by climbing up onto a scary ladder. And then Alex says, you're only little. Also, when I was watching so it, the first time I watched it, it looked like the entire gable up there was just wiggling really, really awkwardly. And I was like, oh my god, is the house gonna fall apart? And it wasn't until the second time that I noticed it's just horrible GoPro distortion.
Yeah. Hi! Come here! Come here!
And then...
yeah.
And then, yeah, she had a little bribe on one of them And then she just gave Greg the 50 pounds immediately.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Had she never bribed anybody before?
Ma'am. But... ma'am. Help you, ma'am.
Silly little kitty. Which...
yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny that Greg took the money. I mean... I imagine he gave it back at some point.
Yeah.
But he took it and then just said, well, you know, I can't take bribes, which one he's done in the past. And yeah. He's always talking about how easily he could be bought.
Right.
And then, you know, someone tries to buy him and he's like, nah, we're not doing this. Stevie's was really interesting. She put a tiny basket with bread in Alex's mouth.
That was and weird.
My whole thing during that was I couldn't work out where on the grounds that was filmed because there's no corner of the house that looks like that. And there's no brick on the inside.
Yeah.
And so I was like, where in the fuck did they do this? Mm-hmm. Which should have been the first clue that they were using the fake brick panels that just live in the garage.
Yeah.
But that one was really good. She had that elaborate pulley system, which lowered it in. So Greg was kind of close when he said he thought she might have used a fishing rod. And then Jason's with the banana skin in the cupboard.
I loved that. Sorry, she was playing with our Ethernet. We just got internet. Don't mess. Yeah, I like when the Nish reveal happened, I went like this. I went I was so excited.
Yeah,
oh
like,
man. I was so happy.
So I've seen that photo of the two of them together dressed as one another.
At the Halloween party or whatever.
Yeah, and like I guess they look alike. I can't, like, because of the features that I look for on a person, they don't look alike to me. They look completely different. So I didn't really clock that it was Nish. I knew it wasn't Jason. But because they grayed him up and his hair was weird, I didn't clock that it was Nish until just as he said, Nish. And
so funny.
Yeah, that one was good. And then Greg utterly slams him when he's, you know, we're what, almost 15 series past Nish's, and he's still never living down the fact that he was pathetic.
So funny.
You gotta love that one of the all-time fan favorites was inarguably one of the worst there's ever been.
Yeah. Yep. I recently rewatched the get this basketball into the hoop without using your hands task, and it's, I love Nish so much. It's just peak comedy.
He's
well. Oh,
and then
man.
What, it was like 40-something attempts, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So many. The best part of that task to me is when Alex goes into the caravan and she's like, where the hell are you going? And Alex comes back with a chair.
Yeah.
Just, oh-ish.
Yep. Because when you watch it again and you see Alex in the chair, like, you know.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while.
You know that Alex will not have just brought out a chair to sit in. Like, that's not what Alex does. Alex stands around with his notepad or his iPad. So, yeah, it's like, something's off here.
When you've made Alex tired, you know you're taking too long. But this one, pretty straightforward task. There weren't a whole lot of twists and things like that. So we've got Fatia with 1 point, Rosie with 2 because fuck your bribe, Matt with 3, Stevie with 4, and then Jason got 6, because he got 5 points plus the bonus. Task number 2. There it is. Create the most exciting new bodies so that you and Alex become a dynamic duo. You must then do something dynamic together for no more than 1 minute. Now, this is one of those tasks where I would have had to have it explained to me. Mm-hmm. Because it's...
Yeah, it's I didn't vague. Really understand the bodies thing.
And I feel like some of them didn't understand it either.
Yeah.
But we've got Alex with his legs out. Which gives us a fantastic line from Fatia. What in the pasty hell is this? And then we had Matt showing a bit too much leg. And as soon as I commented on that to my husband, he stood up and it's like, oh, and now we've got his balls again.
Yep. Good times.
Oh my God.
I feel like Matt frequently just does stuff with his body and seemingly does not care that he's, like, flashing the world.
Yeah, like...
Because he'll, like, sit with his legs fully out, and I'm like, my guy, I can see your boxers.
My guy. Like, I'm so conscious of when I'm showing any more skin than I intend to show. So we had that. Yep. And then, so we start off with Fatia. She was like, they were sumo wrestlers or Weeble Wobbles, and then I think in studio they said that they were eggs. Which, I mean, that's basically what a Weeble Wobble is.
Yeah, I didn't like this one. I mean, like, I was like, what the fuck is this? Although I did write down that Raging Horn has his tattoos.
Yes.
So they drew the little tattoos on the arms.
I really liked that.
That was so cute.
I laughed so hard about the lizard on him. Okay, so yeah. Question from the thing. So I do want to know whether Nish was randomly there or whether they bent the time rule. So yes, so the time is not fixed. If you have an idea, you can say, stop the clock, I need this. Sometimes there are tasks where you're not allowed to, but they do this all the time. And even back in Series 6, Lisa Tarbuck said, I have an idea, stop the clock. And because, yeah, they would have taken more than the allotted time to source the cake and everything to be exactly how she wanted. And yeah. I think Ed said that for his, he stopped the clock about 2 or 3 times. For some of his tasks. So, yeah, for most of them that, you know, you have 30 minutes. That is 30 minutes actively working on the task, not 30 minutes from now, this task is over. Which is the best way to do it, because, yeah, that gives us some of these really nice, awesome moments, like, you know, having Nish there or sitting Alex's bare ass on a cake. So, yeah, and then we had Stevie with the little knights, and Alex killed Stevie's son, so they have a fight. That one was really cute.
I liked the storyline for that one. And although, the big heads with
it was so cute.
The little bodies, I was like, I don't know.
I also thought it was interesting that these two were both fights. Fatia won. And Stevie died. They both clearly had different ideas of what would make their scenes the best.
Yeah.
And then we had Greg. See, when I'm nice, no one likes it.
I forget who he was talking up, but yeah. Yeah.
And then, I think it was probably Fatia's. Maybe, I don't know. I'm sorry that your video was rubbish. And then... So Rosie's, this is when this task started to get cursed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rosie, they had the dancing skeletons, and they were a bit cursed. It was something about Alex and the wig, and his makeup over his beard. I didn't like it.
There was, the way that Alex looked with that hair, I don't know what it reminded me of, but it feels like it reminded me of something, and I, for the life of me, could not put my finger on it, and I still can't.
Same.
But it just felt weird.
That like, there was something uncanny about
seeing
it.
Seeing him like that felt really weird. It kind of reminded me of, what was that thing he did semi-recently in that video, and he wore the blue makeup, and
oh,
he had,
that
like,
thing with Jazz Emu.
Yeah. It kind of reminded
never
me of
watched
that.
That.
Oh, really?
No.
Wow.
But I know what
yeah,
you're
I
talking
mean,
about.
It was pretty weird.
So yeah, like that one was, like, it was cute. They had one last jig before they died.
Yeah.
And I liked the idea. There was just something about Alex that felt vaguely cursed.
Yeah. There, so, you know that song that's like, the leg bone's connected to
yeah.
the hip bone, right? Like, that's kind of what that reminded me of.
But, like, again, like Stevie's, it was such a cute little idea. Giant heads, tiny little bodies,
mm-hmm.
dancing. Yeah, that was adorable. Jason, his were street performers on Burnside. Like, I have seen that act before.
Yeah.
And he described it as rock and roll from the future. We have a quote from Alex, "My left hand is run out of batteries."
That was funny.
And then, from Greg, "What did I write down from you? Oh yeah, you're a fucking maniac." But yeah, like,
no one.
His, I could see what they were going for, but I don't think it worked. At least it wasn't cursed.
Right.
And then we had Matt with the Butterfly Bros. Which might
that
be
was
the most cursed thing this show has ever put on television. It's up there with Baby Mark.
Don't bring up Baby Mark. I hate Baby Mark. What is happening? Peel Pow. Can you hear that? She's going.
Oh my god.
Well,
she wants to jump off the balcony.
Why? Dude, I had a heart attack when she did
that.
Three stories up. Hey, what's down there? No, 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 no.
See,
yeah, I don't know if you can hear it, but all I hear is like.
She got the zoomies.
She has the zoomies.
But, I mean, let's just get right to the point. Alex says
now,
it very plainly.
To be fair, I thought that Matt, I mean, he clearly had, you know, some direction for the editors to be like, okay, and then we're gonna do this. Oh, and also, like, when they were in the sleeping bags and they were wiggling around, that sound effect, I was like, what?
I really liked
like
the editing.
Squelching
on that.
Sounds.
I
the
love,
editing.
The editing
fantastic.
Was peak YouTube.
Like, it was.
It was peak YouTube editing, but I love that kind of style where it's like, you know, here we're doing something silly. Oh, actually, no, it's sinister.
Yeah.
Like, that was perfect. I loved that. And, like, at the beginning, I was like, why are they in green morph suits? Did they not green screen them? What's going on?
I already knew. I was like, no.
Well, because I didn't catch that they were meant to be caterpillars.
Oh, I caught that right away. I was like, mm.
But Alex says possibly the worst thing that he's ever said. First time I've had a camel toe.
Yep.
And then, you know, Greg says it looks like you've got a big chubby fanny, which is exactly what it looked like.
Yep.
And I
also shout out to P. Willie on AO3, who's posted a fit called Big Chubby Fanny, because I have not had the time, so I'm glad somebody else did it for me.
And then Matt, I'm just glad we're talking about someone else's balls.
Yep.
But, I mean, let's be real, it's not the first time we have seen Alex in an unflattering outfit. But I think that was the worst. it was just a combination of the morph suit and again his makeup.
And the makeup was bad.
Oh, God.
I wish that they had done, like, and I, you know, they probably made it bad on purpose, but I wish that they had actually, like, done a good job with the makeup. Because also, when he was in makeup for that video with Jazzy Moo that I was just talking about, that makeup, I mean, oh
yeah,
gorgeous.
You can,
like, that's how you're supposed to do makeup.
Yeah, and it's like every time they put him in makeup on the show, they do it to just make him look as cursed as possible.
Right. Which, like, again, I like, understand that.
That is one of the main points of the show, is that, you know, Alex must never look cool.
Yeah.
But oh my fucking God. Just, it went on for so long. Like, it wasn't supposed to be more than a minute.
It was really long.
It
was
just
really long.
It kept going and going, and it's like, I can't look at this on my screen. I have to look away. Please stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good grief. Okay, so we've got Fatia with 2 points. Rosie
I do like how Greg is usually in these types of artistic tasks. He gives people more points.
Yeah, like, I love that. How nobody, like, you have to really fuck up to get 1 point on an art task.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think Hugh Dennis was even disqualified on one of them.
Right.
But to be fair, that drawing sucked, and he cheated to do it anyway. Mm. Or not really cheated, but, you know, it was bad.
Yeah.
So
oh,
Jason got 3,
sorry.
Stevie 4, and Matt 5.
So, we also missed... Oh. Okay, so a couple things that I wrote. There's a throw to ad break in which Greg says something about, like, Alex using the litter box. Which is so funny, because we haven't really had, like, much of referring to Alex as a cat.
Yeah, he's always a dog.
Yeah, but I liked that. I was like, oh, okay.
And then, his furball puke... I mean, could he not have looked at a YouTube video?
That is not how furballs happen, my guy. That's not how furballs sound. Furballs sound like...
Yeah.
Like, there's no vocal cords involved in it. It's just...
Yeah, like, sometimes it sounds like a really backed-up drain.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know what Alex is doing. And then my husband goes, they really are feeding the Pet Play fandom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's literally all that was. Like, there's no other way to say it.
Yep.
That they are, once again, up here being freaky on global television. And not even caring.
Main. Also, Rosie's outfit, studio outfit this episode, I got so excited because I looked at her shirt and I went, Team Rocket? And then... A good half hour later, I was like, oh, it's probably R for Rosie.
my husband did
that,
the same thing.
That would make sense. I fully, for a good half hour, was like, Team Rocket, let's go. I was so excited.
So then we have the multitask with our boy.
There he is.
Such a well-behaved kitty.
Yes. A good boy.
I love,
or a good girl. Or a good gender-neutral cat.
Yeah,
because
I love how...
I think it's canon that Patatas doesn't have a gender.
Yeah, Alex has said that. That Patatas is whatever gender you want Patatas to be.
Real.
Queer and then,
icon.
I loved this. Before the task even started, Stevie comes into it. Just, yes, a good hearty task. Opens it. And then... immediately disaster.
So funny.
And then we get Where's the Hutch, which this is one of my favorite things that has consistently happened across series. Someone is told to go to the shed and they go somewhere else. It's happened more than once.
Now, to be fair, as Rosie says on Ed's podcast, the hutch, like, what is that? Right? Because, like, she says, like, a hutch is for, like, rabbits and stuff, you know?
See, that's funny, because, like, when I was growing up, my grandmother called her curio cabinet a hutch.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, like, when I heard about a rabbit hutch much later in life, I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. So at this point, hutch has lost all meaning to me.
Right,
if they're calling that thing a hutch, it's a hutch.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they need to label it or something in this. I feel like if I was on the Taskmaster grounds and you told me to go to the shed, I would know where that is. If you told me to go to the caravan, I know where that is. You tell me to go to the dome, I know where that is. If you told me to go to the hutch, I would really have to think about it. Because, like, I know what things aren't the hutch, but my brain is like, what the fuck is the hutch? Like, I don't know.
See, what I think it actually is, I think it's a portable, like, camping cabin.
Yeah. Like, what they should call it is call it a camper. But I guess the caravan is kind of a camper, yeah. So.
I feel like they settled on hutch because it doesn't sound like anything else.
Yeah.
And then, so getting into it, Fatia and Jason did the task exactly the same way, in the same order. The only problem was that Jason went into the caravan, you know, one more time than Rosie. And, or not Rosie, Fatia. And she goes, I love this line. I want the elixir, but I'm scared it's going to taste like nonsense.
Which, to be fair, valid.
Yeah. I don't know what nonsense is going to taste like, but it would taste like nonsense. I also like how she liked the coat.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay. Now, I've gotta mention something here now. Okay. Because I had to pause the video when it got to the point where they were saying, like, feed the magical elixir to Patatas or whatever.
Yes.
I had to pause, and I was like... And my partner was like, what? And I'm like, and he's like, what? And I'm like, I don't know how to explain to you that Illuminescence wrote a fic called The Quest for the Magical Elixir. And it's literally, it's 16,000 words. Go on AO3. It's general audiences, like, anybody can read it. It's very sweet, lovely, lovely story. And it's literally like, so okay, I'm gonna read you the summary. According to the story of Patatas, which was a YouTube short clip, whatever, that they did, the Taskmaster's stuffed toy cat Patatas is down to his last of his 9 lives. It's said he spends much of his time searching for a magical elixir that might restore some of his lives.
Oh.
So then Illuminescence wrote The Quest for the Magical Elixir. And I had forgotten that the story of Patatas that they had posted said that, like, had mentioned an elixir. And so I was fully thinking, holy shit, they read this fic and then created a task around it. What the fuck is happening right now?
Oh, no.
And so I messaged them, and I was like, what's the timeline on this? And they were like, oh, I wrote it after they would have recorded this. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that sucks. But because I had forgotten that, like, they had written it based on, like, this lore already have...
I already completely forgot about that.
Yeah, but I was like, did they actually just pull a fic and, like, do a whole task around it? Because that's insane. And then I was like, oh, they didn't. Okay, well.
Knowing that now, because I did see a bit of a conversation about how they had referenced a task that hadn't aired, but I wasn't really paying attention to it because my hours have been weird lately. But, like, shortly after one of our first episodes, I think it was, like, either properly episode number one or number two. I used Patatas as a stand-in. And we had caused a few waves on Reddit, which is fine. It was nothing horrible, but, you know, we got noticed by Reddit pretty quickly. And I don't know if it was someone who had seen the video or had just independently decided to go look for him, but shortly after our episode, the first time I used Patatas, someone posted on Reddit asking where to get him and where to find him, and that's how I found out that he is no longer in production.
Yeah.
So
discontinued.
Yeah, he has been discontinued. And so ever since I found that out, I have been like, oh God. So what happens when they need to replace him again? Because that cat has been through some shit. And,
yep,
like, you look at him, and I can't tell. So, like, his arms have wire in them, so they will stay put.
Oh.
And I can't tell if his, the ones on the show, if they're broken or if someone just squished him and they never put him back. Because right. He doesn't stand upright anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I figure they've got the wires in them, so he does stand up.
Hi.
And he can actually, yeah, you know, put that weight on those arms without falling over.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I've been really worried because he's become so much of the fabric of the show. Like, people saw that Patatas was in this episode and lost their fucking minds. And yeah, he's so popular that Alex put that in his promo video. And when you went on Channel 4, like, that was the thing that they were promoting the episode with, is Patatas is back.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I can understand there's some logic to saying, well, when he's gone, and they'll just have to make a big deal out of it, but I don't think they can. People will be too upset over an ugly stuffed cat.
Yeah, that's true. So, because I have been moving, and because we didn't have internet for a few days, I didn't watch this episode, like, right away. I think this was the longest I've gone without watching a new episode, like, as it's come out, because I didn't watch it until, like, 4 days later, and my best friend messaged me, and he was like, so, what's your opinion on Jason waterboarding Patatas? And I was like, what? I'm like, I haven't seen the episode. Don't. It's like, I'm begging you. And he's like, oops.
That's some real never snake mind. Kill Dumbledore shit right there.
Yeah, seriously. I was like.
Yes, they do. As far as I know, when they did that story of Patatas, Alex said they have two or three of them, I think, and one, at least one of them is called Huevos.
Yes.
Because it's potatoes and eggs, which is amazing.
I wonder if they have a secret third one whose name is Rancheros.
But yeah, like, the way people have behaved toward this cat, he's been stuck up trees, he's been, you know, snorted by multiple people, Nish ate him. Like, he's been through some shit. And now, yeah, he's been waterboarded. And I don't know how well that blue's going to come out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, eventually they are going to run out of spares.
Yeah.
And that's what worries me, is what happens when they totally run out of spares.
Yeah. Scary to think about.
So, and then he just spikes him into the ground. Which,
come on, man.
Like, yeah, there was some discussion, oh my God, is Jason gonna kill Patatas? Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a logical part of the brain that says, obviously no, because Alex had him in the promo. At the same time, that could have been Huevos.
Yeah.
So, like, there was really no way of knowing if Patatas survived this episode until watching it. And it's like, he could have come off worse. But I feel like being waterboarded and spiked is not the best thing for this poor mangled cat.
Yeah.
And he does look exactly as ridiculous as he does on screen. Like, especially if he's been really messed up a bit. Like, they call him a Persian cat on the website. He's a roadkill cat.
Right.
But I love him, and he looks so real. Like, I've had people think it was a cat. And it's like, no, just a toy. That's why he's staring at you like that.
Yeah, I got my Crookshanks in like 2017, I think, you know, before the whole J.K. Rowling sucks thing. And I got him at like Universal Studios in Orlando, and I was bringing him back on the plane home, and I had to carry him fucking huge because he wouldn't fit in my backpack. So I was carrying him, and I heard and behind me, and I heard like talking to her dad, and she was like, "Is that a real cat?" So can you imagine somebody just carrying a loose cat just like under their arm onto the plane? Like, no, it is not a real cat. Jesus Christ.
And then Jason predictably wrecked the shed, which is, you know, if he didn't, I think we would have been surprised. But we did have a nice little cameo on the screen because we know the person who made the basket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was exciting.
When they sent in the basket, it looked very nice. This basket looks like it has been kicked across the garden many times.
It probably has, to be fair.
It's seen better days. So, yay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we love a cameo from the fan community.
And then, okay, here's in my notes. Yeah, so Jason went into the caravan twice. Fatia used her brain and just snatched it through the window, the drink.
That was smart, yeah.
And then my notes go, that poor cat, Jason spikes it for no reason. And even Greg calls it out as unnecessary cat murder.
Yep.
And then he's got another quote right after that. Well, good, as long as you cost us money.
Yeah. Like, so funny.
I did see something. I feel like this was in an interview or something. I saw it secondhand on Discord. That apparently they made sure that Jason knew that he was the last one filming these tasks, which came across as a tacit approval to fuck shit up.
Right. Because what was the... That was the egret task.
Yeah, that was during the New York... There it goes again. Yeah, New Year treat.
New York treat.
New York treat. NYT has always meant something else to me. Yeah. I've been a Times reader since university.
I was going to say, New York Times.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely dog shit now, but...
What's his name? Rex the egret, Eric. And then it's completely dismantled for the next person.
Yeah. So, which I feel like I found the last one of those ever made as well. And that fucking egret was more expensive than patatas. Wow. It was almost $100. It took a month and a half to... Yes. Oh my it gosh. Took a month and a half to get here. And then it was delisted after I bought it. So, I don't think you can find that fucking egret again. So. Oh, and I don't think I've shared with the podcast yet, because I haven't been able to use it in a video. I have got Bob Mortimer's sausage presentation unit. I was in an antique shop, and it was just on a shelf for $5, and I was like, hell That's yes.
Amazing.
I know. I couldn't believe it. And I was so with my mother-in-law, and she didn't understand why I was losing my shit about this goofy little tin elephant. But it's like, no, you don't understand. So we'll be seeing him as a stand-in. And whenever it decides to show up, I'm also getting the alluring tiger.
Nice.
So, the only one I need now is the little man that Lisa smashed.
Yeah.
Which I found him in other colors, but I want him in the blue and red.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
I mean, worst case scenario, you can get him and then paint him.
Yeah. So we have... So yeah, those two, they did it pretty quickly. I think, what did Alex say, that Jason took twice as long as Fatia. But it was only a matter of 6 and 12 minutes, so... That was one of those things where it's like, I don't think you can do it much faster than that because she just blew through it.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah, so it was like, how is everyone else going to be doing?
And you're forgetting Linda. You gotta get Linda.
Oh, man, I've thought of ways to, like, you know, get a cow, but I think part of the appeal of these is that these are the actual props that were used on the show. Like, yeah. I could get a cow. But
Your husband walks in one day and is just like, come on, man.
He would divorce me on the spot. Like,
that's so funny.
Well, there was one time he was away for a few days, so I was at home alone bored, which, I mean, don't leave me home alone for an extended period of time, because what I decided to do was I went into my office. We lived in a totally different place, but I've always had my own room for my own shit. So I went into there, and I decided I'm going to do some just kind of blood spatter art. There was no other way to describe that. So I made a huge mess, and the pieces looked really cool, because I actually used a mix of, like, corn syrup, and then I forget what else I put in it to make it a little bit more opaque, and then I made it red, and it was cool because, like, once it dried, it hardened, but it wasn't permanently dry, and over time it would, like, slowly drip down more. So I did that, made a mess of my office, and then just to get some drip happening, I moved them into the bathroom so that if they dripped off the page, they'd drip into the shower. And I'd forgot that I'd put them in there. He came home and just immediately wanted to go take a shower, opens the curtain, and goes, just like that, and had to deal with these, just no question. He just looked at it, it's like, okay, this is a thing.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so like, I really related to both Chris and Rosie on Ed's podcast. Because it's like, yeah, everything Chris has said about Rosie seems about right. And then she started talking from her point of view, and it's like, yes, this woman is connected to me on a spiritual level. And she found the code immediately. Like, I think she found the code for the safe faster than anyone else did. She goes in there, which, again, completely surprising, but she also, this task, epitomized what I've been saying all series, that as long as you do something and you keep moving forward, you're going to get points. And that meant that she did get 2 points. She didn't wind up with one. Because, who was one? That was Matt. Yeah, we haven't got to him yet. So yeah, like, because she was, you know, she didn't know what she was doing, so she was just, you know, looking for other things to do. So she found the code immediately, and then I forget whether it was her or Stevie who asked about the sand in the kitchen, and Alex just says, Greg was here earlier.
It's like, yeah, okay.
What the fuck was Greg doing?
Making a mess, apparently.
But yeah, like, Rosie didn't understand this task, and I think that came across immediately. She didn't know what she was doing. She just knew that she had to go between rooms and do what the task said, and then eventually something would happen. So she noticed the code, and she noticed it twice. Mm-hmm. She didn't know where the hutch was, but that was fine because she was still doing something. And once she got to the safe, finally she worked out, oh, that's the code for this. It just took her way too long to figure it out. She didn't notice a massive map beside her, which...
That was ridiculous.
Which, I mean, to be fair to her, it wasn't the most map-looking map.
Yeah.
Like, it looked more like a diagram. So if she just, you know, glanced at it, saw that, And then Alex, just absolute shitlord, when she comes back and sees it properly, he's like, oh yeah, no, that couldn't have been there. It's so big, you must have, you know, you would have noticed it. And it's like, Alex, what, shut the dick. Fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
So funny.
And then, you know, on the opposite side of that, there's Stevie, who didn't notice a single fucking thing. And yep. It was only because she was moving faster, I think, where Rosie was just taking her time, la 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 la. Like, they were both in the same position here. They didn't know what was going on. They just knew they had to do things. And Stevie was just a little bit faster in doing absolutely nothing, but finally getting there.
Yeah.
And then, I'm bad at writing down who these quotes are from, but yeah. One of them, waterboarding patatas. I don't think he wants it. And then Alex goes, he wants it. Like, why did you say it like that? Why did you say that? And then Matt had a total meltdown and did every single possible thing wrong, some of them multiple times. And we got to see more of his balls, which we were warned when this series first started that it would happen more than once. I didn't expect it to happen this often.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he just went all over the place, never noticed the code. And I can't remember how many times he was in the kitchen and the hutch and just ignoring everything around him. Mm-hmm. And then
yeah, he took quite a long time. I mean, 51 minutes or whatever it was. And I'm like, my guy, what are you doing?
He's just having a good time.
I mean, he was like sashaying around the fucking place. And I was like, this dude's just having a bunch of fun.
He just completely misunderstood the entire task in a way that dwarfed Rosie's not understanding it. And then he sums it up perfectly. It's amazing how many grits you can have, isn't it? And another thing I noticed, that when he found patatas, he seemed excited to see patatas the same way we're excited to see patatas. It wasn't like, yes, finally I've got the cat. It was, patatas!
My old friend.
Yes. And then, in the studio, I loved this, when Greg was basically shit-talking him, because he deserved it. And then he accuses Matt of being over-defensive, and then, well, I fucking am.
That was really funny.
Because he's been one who has taken his failures just on the chin. He knew he failed. He doesn't care. Like, he cares, but it's not the end of the world. Some people in the past, when they don't do well, they get angry, and you can tell. But, like, I think Matt knows, especially at this point, that he has walked away with this entire series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty impressive, honestly.
So, yeah, we had Fatia with 5, Jason with 4, Stevie with 3, Rosie with 2, Matt with 1 point, and 51 minutes. Which, yeah, if the task says fastest wins and you've been going for 20 minutes and you don't seem to make any headway, you're the problem.
Yep.
You are the problem. And then, so the final task, which I've just written is hell. That one was, say a word that fits the category given to you by the taskmaster, then press your button this sentence is too long. Then press your button and the time will pass to the other team. Team members must take it in turns to say words, and no words may be repeated during the task. So that's something they learned from the ping pong task in Series 5, where you can't repeat words. Just hell. Absolute hell. Alex was in hell. The teams were in hell. The audience was in hell.
Alex was having such a bad time.
I need to know if it was his decision to fully run the task himself, or if someone decided that Alex should do it all. And that, to me, seems like an Alex decision.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in charge of the clocks, he wanted to be in charge of checking the words, and it just makes you wonder what he's like as a parent, these tasks.
Yeah.
Because he can't handle any amount of unexpected tomfuckery.
I mean, and it was chaos with, like, Rosie not understanding, again, how the task was supposed to work. And him him having to yell at her to stop. Like, it's not your turn yet.
And then, and then we had Alex repeating the banter gag. And referring to Matt as his butterfly brother.
That was really cute.
And then... So the first word said is penis.
Yep.
And I think that set the tone for the whole thing.
Yep.
We had so many, not you, yet, which I don't think we've had that kind of frustration since the toilet paper task in Series 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just had to have a little lie down at one point.
So funny. Purple Casio, for those of you keeping track.
And, like, I love when he gets this frustrated and fed up with the things that he has set up himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I don't think it's too much of a spoiler here to say that this was one of the outtakes.
Yeah.
So there's an outtake for this.
Well,
task.
But also, this outtake is up now.
Oh, is it?
I think they posted it on Instagram.
Okay, good. So we can talk about it then. So, yeah, the fact that this was actually the second round, and what happens in the first round is just astonishing, because if it could go wrong, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder just how much some of these tasks are, like, tested out beforehand. And also, to my knowledge, this is the first time that with a live task... they broke their rule of whatever happens, happens.
Right.
Because, like, that's usually the whole point of the live tasks, is that sometimes they don't work. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But what happened with this one is just, one, nobody really understood that what they were doing. They had a fuck-up on 0 seconds. And then there was really no way to fix that. And then Alex accidentally reset the clocks. So the whole round just, there was no way to fix that afterwards. There was no coming back. They had fucked up the task. Alex was already overwhelmed, and you could see that a little bit during the second time, or the first one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, he just, when he had to have the little lie down, I think that was the most of Alex we will ever see. On television.
Yeah.
He just had to check out. And that there
so
was
so funny.
There was this bit where you could just see on his face a complete system restart because everything had gone so wrong. And like they weren't supposed to be helping one another, but I feel like it would have been in Alex's best interest to allow Rosie to help Fatia.
Yeah.
Just this task
and also,
was amazing.
I could not believe that they didn't say chainsaw.
Yeah.
It was right there.
Yeah.
And I think even, I think Alex even says, well, but anyway, here's the. I think he mumbles it a little bit, but I was like, ugh, like you could have just used that.
And then we have another really great one from Alex. Just checking if I'm okay and not really.
So funny.
And then at one point, and then afterward, he goes, I enjoyed being in full control of the task. That was a fucking lie. I don't think he enjoyed a second of that.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oh my god. I love these kind of live tasks, though. And... Mm-hmm. That is one of the things that makes the very first episode of Taskmaster, honestly, the best episode because it had literally everything that has come to make the show what it is. They nearly killed someone in the first task.
Yeah.
They had people were cheating throughout the entire thing. They nearly killed Ramesh. And even the live task. He was so out of his element just shouting at people and no one was listening to him.
Yep.
It was fantastic. But yeah, like, I love these live tasks and I'd love to see a supercut, like, compilation of them.
Yeah.
Where he's just noped out. Because, good lord, dude. So that one, we had the team of two, they got 5 points. The team of three got 3. Which, I think that was fair. Everyone was having a nightmare, and I really hate these winner-take-all live tasks.
I do too, as we have established before. Yeah.
So, giving the team that didn't win 3 points, that makes it feel a lot more, or a lot less biased, I guess.
Yeah.
And I really hope they've realized that winner takes all, especially on live tasks, is just not the way to do it.
Yeah.
And so we end the episode with Thatia on 13, Jason on 23, Matt on 16, Rosie on 11, and Stevie on 19. And then we have Jason going up there and just smashing the chest of drawers.
That was so funny. I laughed so hard because the whole thing, it looks like a cartoon where, oh, I gotta turn off my alarm. It's like, your alarm is going off soon. I'm awake. Yeah, when he just like flung it and then like all the drawers kind of like floated in the air for a second. That was so funny.
Yeah, the tasks where Alex just completely checks out and just forgets that he's on telly. They are the best ones.
Like, no.
I mean, it's not a necessary part of the show, but it's a fairly integral part that Alex is there to be bullied. And I love it when the show itself bullies him. It becomes so meta, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So the league table right now.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this a little bit before we started. So we've got Fatia on 133, Jason on 130, Matt on 154, Rosie on 135. And Stevie on 132, which, once again, that means Matt's in first place, Rosie's in second, Fatia's in third, Stevie's in fourth, and Jason's on fifth. I don't think anyone has changed places. I'm going to need to do the math. But I don't think I've ever seen this, where the first episode, the scores as they lie there are just how the scores are for the rest of the series. Like, it's mad.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bit like when John Robbins ran away with it.
Right. It's like, at a certain point, you kind of...
Yeah, like,
you just kind of have to resign yourself to the end.
It's very obvious that next week, when we pop a bottle of Prosecco, it's going to be for Matt.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Matt on Ed's podcast next week.
Mm-hmm.
Literally no way of telling who will be in places 2 to 5. I'd be surprised.
Did Matt talk about the yogurt thing on Ed's podcast or no?
I don't remember. What's the yogurt thing?
I feel like he didn't. What do you mean, what's the yogurt thing?
That yogurt thing, okay.
What yogurt thing?
It took me a while. To be honest, the yogurt is not the part of that task that sticks in my brain.
Sorry. let me rephrase it. Did he talk about the licking cum off of Daddy's shoes?
That's literally what that task was. I don't know. I mean, if nothing else, we'll be hearing about it next week.
I hope so, 'cause I need answers.
Yes. From the chat, I think this is better than John, though, because Matt seems so ridiculously inept with all of his tasks. He does.
Seems is the
Like,
key word here.
'cause yeah, like, he has had some absolute nightmares. And when I came into this series, I was like, oh, goody, we're gonna have two fail people. Matt and Rosie are going to absolutely lose their shit. How are they in first and second place?
That's a great fucking question, my guy. Like, I don't. It baffles me.
Yeah. And I think it's entirely like so like really the meta on this show is to be consistent. And I'd say Matt is the only one who isn't consistent. When he gets it wrong, he really gets it wrong. But he knows enough about the show to kind of metagame it. So he knows what Greg will like. He knows what his strengths are, and he plays to those. So he's been on top of the table forever, literally. While the other four have been so consistent that nothing has changed. Like, Fatia has been a solid third place. She really doesn't deviate that much from it. Jason, of course he was gonna come in and wreck shit. Like, I never anticipated he would do well, not even really knowing anything about him, just the fact that he's an American who asked to be on this show. Like, of course that's just, I want to be on here and do all of the things I've ever imagined doing on this show, rather than I want to come on and win. And, like, Stevie, who is over here embarrassing your ass, like, she's the one who really wants to do well, but that gets in her way. So, in a really weird way, they have all been absolutely consistent in the type of player that they are.
Which is wild.
Yeah, so I do think disregarding Jason just because he never wanted to win anyway. This is another one of those series where if you put any of them in someone else's series, they could have easily won.
I mean, and I think the thing, this is such a strong series and it's
It
so
is.
rewatchable. And I think that this is going to be up there with a lot of people's like favorite series of all times.
Yeah.
And just like the way that they all interact with each other, there's no like one person that's kind of like side or like they all really genuinely.
Oh, you've cut out.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Okay. But yeah, they all get along with each other really well, and there's no like weak person in the group
Hang
that
on. I
like kind of, you know.
think I do know what's wrong. Let me see here.
What's wrong with me?
Oh shit. I've made you go away. Come back. Where'd you go? I don't know where you've gone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. TK video. Hello.
Oh no.
Oh no, what
I've
did I do?
disappeared.
You have disappeared. Well, I'm just gonna. Okay,
Well, that's
cool.
our debrief, folks. See you next time. I
Where have you gone?
don't know. Fucking bye.
I guess so.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what I did. Yeah,
I mean, we're pretty much at the end anyway, so it's
oh well,
fine.
I'll fix it after. Because I think I know why you keep cutting out. put a ghost image in their frame. Yeah. I was trying to see if I could fix it on my end, but I think it's something on your end. Anyway.
just Patatas shows up. Put Patatas. Me in, coach.
Yeah. Anyway, all right,
well,
yes.
We'll see you next time for the series finale.
Yes. So we have a tradition here. My husband and I, we pop a bottle of Prosecco for the winner. You gonna do that?
Probably not. But I'm probably gonna be moving still.
Oh my god.
Setting up art and stuff.
Cool. Well, yeah, let's meet back here next week to talk about Matt's win. Because just at this point, I don't think it's possible for Rosie to overtake him.
No.
There's 19 points between them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
that's a lot. Cool. Well, we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.